Okay, cool. We are recording. So, welcome everyone in the Facebook group if you guys are tuning in live, or if you're watching the replay. Obviously, I'm not going live by myself today. We have a special guest, Allie. She's been a client since what has it been like, October? October, November? Okay, that's what I thought. So she's been a client since October, and we're going to talk, you know, in this live all about her journey and, you know, the progress that she's seen so far and everything and the changes she's seen. But she's down around 20 pounds now since kind of where she was at her heaviest, which is, you know, amazing, especially given the circumstances, you know, the things that you battled. And we will dive into some of that. Obviously, like some of it, you know, might be a little bit personal. So whatever you feel comfortable sharing, you can share. And if not, then that's totally fine. But yeah, I'm really excited to have you here, Allie. How's your Tuesday going?
Tuesday's good. I have off today, so just kind of relaxing, catching up on some good stuff. But yeah, I'm doing good.
Awesome. So Allie, tell like everyone listening a little bit about yourself, like where you're from, where you live now, where
Okay.
you kind of grew up, you know, what are some things that you like to do? Give us a rundown of, you know, who Allie is.
All right. So I'm 30 years old. I grew up like outside of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I am the middle of three girls, so that was just a blast growing up. I went to school, college for nursing, and then right out of college, I moved to Cleveland, Ohio, to take a nursing job at the Cleveland Clinic. I worked there for like 5 years. And then I applied to get my doctorate in nurse anesthesia, and I got accepted to Georgetown. So I guess it was like May 2021, I moved to DC, is where I live now, and I am just entered my third and final year of school. I guess outside of that, I've always been like a super big athlete. I played soccer my whole life. I still play now. I've always really enjoyed running. I ran a bunch of half marathons and a marathon. So I just really like being active in general. And yeah, I guess that's kind of the whole big spiel, I guess, for right now.
Yeah, so super exciting. You have just 1 year left of school. Like I know like that's been a big thing that, you know, we've been working through, you know, as you joined the program and stuff and last October of school, like how crazy your hours are, how crazy your schedule is with that, balancing all of that. So 1 more year. That's
Yes, and it's
exciting.
funny because like a lot of people make comments like they're like you won't get healthy in school. Like during these 3 years is not the time to try to like take care of yourself or anything. So I kind of just chose to ignore that and do it anyway. So that's kind of been interesting, I guess.
Right. Yeah. I mean, a lot of people would have pushed it off because they're like, oh, it's not ideal circumstances. Like, I'm not going to see the best results as what I possibly could versus when life is like slower or slowed down. But then you're just wasting. Like, if, you know, that was last October, that would be what, like a year and a half you would have wasted if you would have just waited until
Exactly.
school was over with.
Exactly.
So remind me again, like, or kind of tell people, I think, you joined the program and you kind of got in contact with me. It was, I believe, through Rachel, right? Like you guys knew each other.
So she was at, I worked with her as a nurse at the Cleveland Clinic, and it was after I moved. I kind of saw her post, and I was kind of just looking for something, and I kind of just reached out on a whim, and yeah.
Yeah. And I'll talk like let's talk a little bit about that. How that
Okay.
was maybe a little bit later, but I was a little, I don't know if I would say surprised, but just typically like when someone signs up for our program, usually it's somebody that I've had maybe a couple of conversations with and everything, and they've been following my stuff for a while. And you, I think it was like you immediately kind of, you know, heard about me from Rachel and then started following my stuff and then like immediately signed up. So you were like ready to go all in, I feel like.
Yes, I was. Yeah. I think like with just talking to her, like I knew her lifestyle and like how she was pretty active, you know, her whole life. And I just felt like if it was a good fit for her, it would be a pretty good fit for me. And like, I don't really know, I can't really explain it. I just kind of like looked at some of her stuff and I just felt like very comfortable. And I just had this weird, like, just try it. And I can't really explain like why. It's one of those things where it just like, I did it and there's some reason that I did it and it worked. Like,
it worked out.
Yeah.
Cool. So kind of tell everyone, like, let's go back to your first struggles with maybe like losing weight or with food and everything. Cause I know you obviously, you know, have a long history with that and a long history regarding food. And so kind of take us back and like, where did this overall kind of journey begin for you?
So growing up, I was like a little of a heavier kid, but still very athletic. I kind of got all like comments from coaches and stuff on my elite teams, you know, like, you're so good. Like, what would happen if you were weighed a little less? And I probably heard a lot of those comments at around like the age of 13, 14. So around that time, I mean, I think I already had a pretty unhealthy relationship with food up to that point, to be a little bit overweight. But then at around that point, I was like, eighth grade, which is like crazy young to think about it. I kind of really like head first dove into a really bad eating disorder. I like lost a lot of weight really unhealthily, obviously. I had some like pretty serious medical issues that went along with that. And I was actually sent away and in inpatient treatment like three times over the course of my high school. And just battled with a lot of anorexia and bulimia. And so like I spent, you know, a lot of time doing work on that stuff, and kind of got to like a physical healthiness that was able to like carry me through college. And after a little bit, and I've obviously done like a lot of work with that. But it's always been like, as my weight kind of fluctuated throughout college, it's always been like a very weird place for when I, you know, felt like I did need to lose weight, in a healthy way, like how to do that without, kind of stepping back into certain behaviors and, doing it unhealthily. So I kind of like every time I felt like I needed to lose weight, I just kind of tried a few random things, and nothing really worked, or I felt like I could do it and, kind of stay in a good headspace. So I guess when COVID first started, so I guess that was what, like 2019, I ended up, I think it was, gosh, like October of 2018, maybe, I was in like great shape. I was running a lot. I just ran a marathon. And then kind of COVID hit and I started working a lot as a nurse. I was working as an ICU nurse during the time. And for at one point I was working 7 days a week, 12-hour shifts for 8 weeks. So I kind of started to gain some weight doing that. And then also like, I was just noticing I was, even before kind of COVID, I was just kind of gaining weight and like scientifically it wasn't really adding up. So over that period of time, I actually saw like a endocrine and metabolic specialist out in Cleveland. And I don't even know if I ever told you this, but we were on like phenermine for a while, which like you should lose weight on. And like, that was probably not even healthy for me to be on. But I did not lose like a single pound and still was like gaining weight slowly and no one really knew why. Yeah, I don't know if that kind of answers everything.
No, that was great. Yeah. So
like, yeah, I moved to DC and was like in May 2021 and was at like the heaviest I've ever been, and starting this intense like doctorate program and just like extremely unhappy and knew like either something was wrong or I needed to do something to change my lifestyle. And like, you know, being in the medical field, I was like, this does not have good consequences.
Yeah. So a lot of struggling with this, you know, for a while. And do you feel like, you know, Well, first off, like, really sorry that you had to deal with those coaches and those comments that, you know, they said, like, those are things like you need to be able to be sensitive to that and not make comments about somebody else's weight, especially like, young girl, 13 years old, you know, that's like the prime time where, you know, bodies are changing and, you know, you're having those thoughts of like, oh, I need to be thinner and all this messaging. But do you feel like that, like going back to like the eating disorder part, do you feel like those comments like sparked that, or it was something that was kind of already like there and then those comments obviously just exacerbated it? Or
yeah, I think it was a combination of a lot of things. I think that I already definitely had an unhealthy relationship with food as a young child, and definitely overate. And then I dealt with, you know, a couple of personal issues. I had a good friend that passed away from a brain tumor at the age of 12. I didn't know how to deal with that being that age. And I think it was just like definitely already something that was already there. And then getting that external feedback from people about my weight and almost hearing like something, I was very like successful and good in soccer, and someone was saying, like harping on that success and saying it could even be better. So I was like, what can I, you know, this is the only thing that I felt like I was very successful at. And people were saying, that's what's holding you back from being even better. So I definitely think I definitely already had some type of unhealthy relationship with food at a very, very young age. And then that the external comments and being a 13-year-old girl just kind of put it into like overdrive.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was something that I remember talking about, like on our initial call before you signed up, like you had, you know, let me know the situation and everything. And I remember, you know, just letting you know, like, you know, with the way our program is, like, I don't work with people to heal their eating disorders. Like, that's not what I do. That's not what I'm specialized in. But I do find that a lot of people who have a history of it and they join our program, they benefit from the way that, you know, I kind of teach them how to approach things, you know, balance, not everything, like there are no good and bad foods and that kind of stuff. And you kind of like trusted in that and, you know, joined anyway. And obviously, at least I feel like from our conversations, it's helped that realm.
Yeah. I've been surprised at how, you know, honestly, like having an eating disorder, like my day revolved around food, like every single thought in my life, was about that and worrying about that. And, you know, I would say I was in a pretty solid space in my recovery when I reached out, that I didn't think that, you know, with or without you, I would slip, back into my old ways. It was just, it's been interesting to me that I thought joining a program that would like focus on, you know, making these healthier choices would make me continue to think about food all day, but like it's the complete opposite. I don't think I've ever had like freedom from those thoughts like this in my entire life. It's just become like an extremely healthy relationship that I didn't even think was possible. And I don't really know, like, can't really verbalize why or how, but like it just doesn't take up my thoughts all day anymore. So yeah.
Yeah. And it's interesting too, because like when you first think about it, you probably would think the opposite, especially because a lot of our clients, like they track their food and like, you know, and you have a specific goal. Like obviously we, you know, I'm not picky about, hey, you have to have this specific number of grams of carbs. And if you go over by 1 gram, like you're a failure, right? But you have like a calorie range. So you're tracking your food. And, you know, obviously we have some days where we don't track, some meals that we don't track, you know, vacations and things like that where we're more flexible. But you are tracking your food like a good bit of the time, because we want to make sure you're getting enough and getting the right amount of things for you to progress. And you think tracking your food would make you more obsessive about food, but a lot of times it actually does the opposite. And do you, like, as you kind of think of that out loud, do you have any idea why that might be the case? I have like an idea or two, but I'm curious if you.
I think I don't even know how to verbalize it. But I think I really just don't even know how to verbalize it in a way that, like, I feel like it, I don't want to say it makes me like compartmentalize, or like, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it.
I put you on the spot a little bit with that question, I guess, but here are a couple of ideas that I think why that happens and why I see that happen a lot is, I think one is just the, you get rid of this idea of like these good or bad foods, because, and you are able to do it in real time while seeing progress, right? Like, you've lost 20 pounds over this time period from, you know, your heaviest to now. And you've done that while having some food that's most people would label as like bad foods, right? Like, you know, you've had alcohol here and there, you've had ice cream probably here and there, you've had pizza probably here and there, but you've still seen results. So when you do that, you don't get so stressed out when you get put in a situation where you have to have that food, or where you're, it's likely you're going to have that food, because you're not worried about it ruining results, because you know you can create results while still enjoying that stuff. So I think that's one piece there. And I think another piece too is you're just learning more about food, like the composition of foods and everything. I think a lot of times when we're stressed about like food choices, and we're thinking about food all the time and what we're going to eat, a lot of it is because we just lack the knowledge of what really is a good choice. Like, we have this like anxiety of like, well, I think this is good, but I saw this random article online that said artificial sweeteners are bad. Like, is it really a good choice? And you just like get in your head about it every single choice you make. But as you track your food, you learn about the composition of food, and you learn what your body needs. You learn how your body feels when it's getting what it needs. And you just are just more well equipped to make better food choices for your body. And that gives you like more confidence around food, so you don't stress about it as much. Yeah. So I think it's probably a combination of those two things.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that kind of puts it the best way I could say it.
Going back to like your story, you know, leading up to when you signed up, it sounds like you tried like multiple different things, like different diets. You tried even like different medications from doctors and things, and none of it seemed to work. You went over, right?
Yeah, no. Medications, nothing worked. I remember I did the keto diet for like 3 months one time. And of course I like saw results, but had no social life. And as soon as I stopped it, I, you know, gained weight back. At one point I tried Weight Watcher. I mean, a lot of things that I like briefly kind of dabbled in. Yeah. And nothing really worked.
Yeah. So what made you, you know, decide to, like, once we started talking, pull the trigger and sign up for coaching, you know, like, what gave you, I guess, hope that this actually would work when all those other things wouldn't work before?
I think definitely seeing other people's stories, and then like personally knowing someone that, when I reached out to her, she was like, you know, I remember reaching out and being like, oh, you know, I'm worried, I'm in school, I'm worried about the money, and I just don't have like as much time as I want. And, you know, like, I don't know if I should put all this stuff into it for it not to even work. And just remember hearing her saying like, oh no, like, you will see results, you just have to put in the work. And that kind of definitely like gave me a lot of confidence. And then just like kind of thinking, I mean, it was definitely like, I was just at a very, very low point that I was like, it can't get worse than where I'm at. This can only get better. Just kind of thinking like, there is no perfect time, kind of what we were saying earlier. Like, I was in probably in a program that's extremely grueling, and really you don't have much time. But it's like, if I can't make this work now, then like every time something comes up in my life that's tough or hard, like, you know, I have to learn to do this during that time, I guess. So I don't know if that really answers it. And just like seeing a lot of your posts and stuff, definitely there wasn't like too much emphasis on like certain numbers or like, you know, just kind of definitely gave me more of like a holistic, like this is kind of changing. This will be like some way to work on like your mind and making and just like making small changes that will eventually will stack up to bigger changes and something that's like sustainable. Which is, it didn't really scream like quick fix to me. Which at that point I knew like that wasn't going to work.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I think, it sounds like you just got to that point where you tried so many different things and weren't seeing results that like you were just kind of desperate, I guess, to find something that did, and you were going to keep trying, you know, whatever you had to find, you know, that solution, if it even did exist. And something else that I, you know, thought was so important, what you said was like not waiting for the right time. And we kind of touched on that in the beginning of this interview, but learning how to see results during like the most hectic, busiest, inconvenient time possible is the best way and the best time to learn how to see results. Because now, like when you get, you know, when you get done with school, it might feel like a cakewalk, maybe, yeah, you know, but then I think at the same time, like maybe things slow down and maybe it gets a little bit harder because you have more time, right? Mm-hmm. Like when you're busy, sometimes it's easier because, you know, you aren't able to be tempted with so much food because you're just, you know, moving around doing stuff all the time. Whereas, you know, when you're done with school, different challenges might come about where you have more time. You know, you also might have more money to spend on eating out and all of these things. So like, there's going to be challenges in every part of your life. And if you keep waiting until like the perfect time, the perfect moment, for one, it's never going to come. And two, you're just going to deal with different challenges at that time. So I love that you just decided to just do it. And regardless of how inconvenient it probably was, like with school, because you've learned to thrive like in those circumstances now.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember just thinking like, I've tried all these different things. Like I tried, you know, doing a, you know, a lifting or, you know, a gym workout. And I kind of had that on the side, and I tried working with, a dietitian before, and I tried all these different things like in isolation. And then I just felt like with you, I was like, okay, this is someone that can just look at the whole picture and kind of, there's a reason this isn't working in isolation. Like there's gotta be a way it can work, together and fit into my life. Like there's just gotta be a way that it'll work.
Yeah. So kind of tell me or tell, you know, everyone, like, when you signed up in last October, where were you at as far as like thoughts you had revolving your body, thoughts you had revolving your health? Where were you mentally? Like, where were you when you first signed up day one and, you know, pulled the trigger and to do this?
Yeah. So back then I definitely was probably in a terrible, it feels like kind of like a weird thing to look back, 'cause I can't even like fathom feeling that way again in compared to how I feel now. But I mean, I just started school at that point. I started school in the spring and that was the fall. So I was just really stressed with school. I actually found out, I think like right before we started working together or as we were working together, that I had a pituitary mass, which was like, could be maybe working against me, in terms of the weight gain, like maybe that explains some things, but not really. And that kind of was just like being watched. And so I was like, just really down about that and feeling like now I've got something that like is preventing me from doing anything myself. And then as far as like, just my like general well-being is part of it was school. Like I was super busy with school, but I wore literally like everyone, it was like a joke. Allie wearing her uniform was literally like an oversized graphic t-shirt, and like gym shorts, and just like hair up in a ponytail, like just never taking any effort to like take care of myself or like put myself together, just because I felt so like uncomfortable in my own skin. And then like socially, I didn't really do anything because I didn't want to like have to put on an outfit to go out. It would take me like hours. I'd tear up my whole closet. There would be clothes everywhere because I just, everything I put on, I didn't like how I look, nothing fit. So I really just isolated a lot, and it was, you know, I don't think a lot of people noticed because I had school as an excuse. So I'm just like super busy with school. You know, I don't have time to even like take care of myself. But definitely just really like, you could from the outside just see that I was just like, I don't know how to explain it, but just like didn't care about anything. Just felt so uncomfortable. And like I said, I like would cancel plans all the time solely because I just didn't like the way I looked. And like now it's like such a paradox to people because like now I'm like a very social person. I'm very like lively and, funny, and people really enjoy being around me. And like back then, that was not, if you met me back then, you would never guess that's like how I genuinely am as a person. So yeah, I was just really at a very like isolated and dark place and could barely like look myself in the mirror because this, like I said, it was like the heaviest I've ever been. And yeah.
Yeah. So just really like missing out on so many good experiences, you know, with friends, with maybe even family, because you, you know, didn't like the way you looked and you felt like ashamed almost, and you felt like uncomfortable, and you know, you lacked that confidence to just go out and be around other people. And I think you put something in your, I think it was even your check-in form today about how like, you know, you put on maybe one, maybe two outfits at the most, and then you're like, go out and feel fine and feel great, you know, yeah. versus
get ready. Cause I'll just throw something on and be like, nah, it looks fine. Like, and just go.
Yeah. And that's something else too. Like you had talked a lot about like food, how it's something that you don't think and obsess over so much anymore. And this is another thing too, like the outfits you're wearing, the clothes you're wearing, like, you're not obsessing about that anymore. You're able to just be more present in the moment and not have all these other things you're thinking about or stressing about. So it's not even just like losing weight, you know, you gain back your health, you gain back years because you are healthy, right? And you gain back even time, like investing in a program because you're able to learn how to do it faster versus trying to figure it all out yourself. But you also gain like mental clarity and mental space in your head too, because you're not constantly thinking about these things all the time.
Yeah. I almost feel like weird to say, but like some days when school's not really busy or anything, I almost feel like bored. Like my mind has nothing to think about some days. I'll be like, what do I do with myself now? Like it used to just constantly be running and critical. And now it's just like, now I actually have, my mind's quieter.
Yeah. And it's probably like more peaceful too, like not, you know, thinking about all these things all the time. And that's like one of the biggest, I think, things that people see when they're successful with this and they lose weight and they get in better shape and they feel more confident. It's just like being able to do daily, everyday things without like thinking twice about it. Like, I know this wasn't your experience, but I've had clients who like, they don't, like if they're going to like an amusement park or something with family, like they get stressed about like what rides people want to ride because they're afraid they're not going to fit in certain rides. Like that's a thought that like when, you know, you get in better shape and you lose weight and everything and you're healthier, that you don't have to think about. And same thing with like going on airplanes. Like there are people who like really stress about going on airplanes because they have to ask for like the seatbelt extender or something like that. And then, you know, they lose weight and get in better shape and they don't have to do that anymore. And just like everyday things, you don't have to stress so much about when you get to a healthier level, right? Like it's not, you don't have to lose crazy amount of weight and get to an unhealthy body fat percentage. You don't have to have like a ripped six pack abs or anything crazy like that, but just getting to a healthier spot, you know, for your body, and feeling that confidence can take away some of those negative thoughts that you just have. And then it's like, wow, like my brain, it's peaceful inside of here. Finally.
Yeah. And I mean, even, and this is like so dumb and superficial to talk about, but it like really is. And I'm sure a lot of people can relate to this. In the age of social media and everything, like, I definitely didn't go out to social things because I didn't want my picture taken, or like I didn't want the control of someone taking my picture and me not liking it and then them still having it on their phone or something. Or like someone will take a picture and you're like, delete that, like do not post that, or like please just delete it off your phone. I remember I used to be probably super annoying about that. And now like that's not, of course, like there are pictures that I'm like, I don't look great in, but like none where I'm like, I look disgusting, I don't want to see that. Like, I just don't even have that like thought anymore. Which is like so dumb, but it's also like definitely makes social events more able to just like be in the moment. Which is, you know, dumb, but you know, it is what it is, I guess. Now that's the reality of life.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard that from multiple people, and I used to feel the same way too. So like you're not alone there. Like, it's, you don't want someone to take another picture of you, because for one, too, like everything on social media is so like, especially like Instagram is the worst, probably. It's so like perfectly curated, manipulated, especially if you follow a bunch of like fitness influencers and things, like perfect lighting, editing their photos, even perfect outfits. Like, you know how many times they probably had to do that same exact pose and take that same picture before they actually said, oh, I like that one. Like probably, you know, multiple. So versus like somebody just randomly taking a picture of you in bad lighting, you don't even know what it looks like. But it's, you know, it's a real feeling that a lot of people have. And just having that, you know, you have more mental clarity, you can be more present, but then also like you're able to probably like experience those memories again better because you have more pictures and maybe even more videos to like go and back and rewatch. Or, you know, someone's going to post a picture, you maybe ask them, hey, can you tag me in this? And now it's on your page and you can go back and look at it, you know, in the future, versus saying, hey, like, don't post it, or hey, don't tag me in it. And then you never get to like relive that, you know, memory through a photo again. So I love that too. So now, you know, fast forward to now, down about 20 pounds, you kind of already talked a little bit too, but like how, where are you now, like mentally, physically, psychologically, compared to where you were, you know, when you started?
To say it's simply like a completely different person. A lot of people are like, oh, the like old Allie's back. You know, or like I've started, like I have a note in my phone where I like start writing these comments, like people, things people say to me, just to like remind myself on days where I'm like frustrated or whatever. But like people are like, you're just glowing, like you look so happy. You just like have walking with like a different, you know, confidence in yourself. Just like comfort, you look like more comfortable in your own skin. So like, I think that has been like the biggest thing that's been like the past month, maybe month or two, that people have really been like saying that stuff. And for me, that's been like the greatest part of this whole thing. Like that's the greatest like tangible feedback I've gotten, just that people can see I'm happier. I definitely, it's, you know, it's interesting. I've lost 20 pounds, but this is still, besides, you know, when I was at my heaviest, like this is still the heaviest I've been. I probably have like 20 pounds more to go that I would be at like my, you know, granted this was like, you know, 5, 6, 7 years ago or whatever, where I felt like my set point was at just like doing my normal thing. So I'm definitely, I still am like, there's still room to go, but it doesn't really feel like that almost. I, you know, like I've mentally am in such a good place that I don't feel that like space, I guess if I'm saying that right, I'm probably not, but I don't like feel that at all times like I did before. And I just really, I think like right now, I mean, we didn't really mention, like talk about this, but when we first started, I guess like probably from like October till what, like February, we were very like, very just like steady. I like would lose a little bit, but not really much. Kind of just like status quo, I guess. I was making a lot of small changes that I think you know, behind the scenes is what made the past like 4 or 5 months like really see a lot of progress. Mm-hmm. And like, I think that's another important thing. Like, I kind of trusted in that time. Whereas like part of me was like, you know, you're spending money on this. Like, it is taking up a lot of your time. You're already busy. Like, just maybe it's not the right thing or whatever. I just kind of really trusted in that, like, just hang on for like a little bit more. And like, thank gosh I did. But I forget where I was even going with this, but,
it's okay. I do that all.
I think like just going forward, just learning like to just like the lifestyle changes, really like really hone in on those and like keep those at the forefront, of like just wanting to continue to feel better. And that'll show up, you know, in a positive way, I guess.
Yeah. So I think you said a couple of really good things there. I think one is how you, you know, you mentioned that you, you know, you're now 20 pounds now, but you still have about 20 pounds that you want to lose roughly to kind of get to where like at least you were before. And obviously like bodies change over time. So maybe you end up losing 10 to 15 and you're like, oh, I'm solid here, but you still have more to go, but you're still happy and feel good where you're at now. And I think that's so important because too many people like set this like finish line or this like mark of this end goal that they want to achieve. And they never take time to like sit and experience like happiness along the way until they reach that point. And that's a recipe for disaster because it's like, now you're spending all this time, all these weeks, all these days, all these months, not happy if you're only ever going to be happy when you reach that finish line. And then also like once you reach the finish line, you probably will find that it's like not as like that endpoint of seeing that weight on the scale, you know, an extra 20 pounds probably isn't going to be as sweet as what you thought it was. And you'll probably look back and realize it actually is like the journey of progressing that is actually like the most fulfilling part, like knowing that you're doing something to improve every day, doing something better for yourself and seeing the progress. Like with me, and I use powerlifting for this example, like, you know, I look back at some of these like PRs that I've hit and everything, and, you know, I get super excited when I hit a new PR, but within, I don't know, a day or two, I'm just like, okay, I want to hit the next one, or it's like not that exciting anymore. And that used to like frustrate me because like I'd have this big super high of hitting this PR and then all of a sudden it's, you know, comes crashing down. But then I've learned to like realize it's not really like the PRs that's exciting, but it's just like the progression, like knowing like the entire journey, you know, every step of the way. So I thought that was really important that you mentioned that and you learning to appreciate that. And
I don't think I even have like a set goal. Like this was probably the first time I thought about that. Like I don't really have a set goal that I'm like thinking about. I just want to continue like feeling this, you know, better every little day and like not having that fear of like, oh, I am seeing progress, but like what happens when I stop this? Like, I don't like, this is like extremely sustainable and like probably something like, I don't really feel like I'm on a diet or restricting. I feel like I'm just kind of being aware. And so that's been like really awesome and like comforting and just knowing like there's been like little progress. I feel it. I'm starting to see it. Other people are starting to see it. But I don't have that like panic of like, oh, but like this is only temporary because once you stop this, like you're not gonna like, you know, be able to sustain it. But like, that's not really the case.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, you're not looking at like an end destination. You're trying to overall, like anybody who starts this type of journey, you're trying to reach happiness like in the end. Like you want to hit this weight because you're going to be more confident, you're going to be able to not obsess about food, obsess about what you're wearing, but all of that boils down to just like being happy in the end. So it's like, and you might lose, you know, these next 20 pounds and you get to that point, but then you probably, by the time you get to that point, you'll probably start to like desire or look for other goals to set that will make you happy then too. Maybe it's some kind of like performance goal with more running or whatever. Maybe it's some kind of strength goal, or maybe it's, hey, I want to go into like a purposeful, like muscle building phase after that. But like, you probably will start to like, once, you know, losing 20 more pounds, once you get to like pound 18, 17, 15 that you've lost and you get closer to that 20 pound mark, you'll probably start to think, okay, like what's kind of next? At least I hope that's how you think, because that's how you keep the progress you've had and you keep progressing, is not by like thinking, oh, let's try to like maintain all of this, but you really maintain by just like continuing to progress, if that makes sense. Or you at least don't go backwards because you always have this like progressive mindset. And then there was something else too about the time that you spent in the beginning, just like building these basic habits. Like we spent, I think you, what'd you say? It was like October through February. And that sounds about right. Like where a lot of the time, like we weren't even focusing on fat loss necessarily. We were focusing on, you know, getting consistent workouts in, hitting steps consistently, stress management, sleep, you know, just eating enough calories and protein and stuff in general, getting those basic habits down. And now, like once you hit February, things started like picking up more. And it's like this like analogy of like a pinata. Like you go to a birthday party and there's a bunch of kids hitting the pinata, and there's like 10 different kids that hit the pinata and it doesn't break. And then all of a sudden, like that last kid hits it, and then the candy just starts pouring out. And it's the same, you know, concept with all these habits that you're building. Like you're practicing good nutrition, practicing, you know, spacing out your protein, making good choices. You're learning how to like have that balance of, you know, these whole foods versus foods that are more like treats and stuff. You're learning how to be consistent with your workouts, building all of this like under the surface. And then all of a sudden, like once, you know, we maybe put our foot on the gas for fat loss, or we make a couple of other tweaks, then things start like flowing out and the fat loss starts coming. So I think like a lot of clients start in your position where there's a lot of stuff we have to kind of like clean up almost and like set a good foundation, and fat loss is put a little bit on the back burner at first. And then like once we get all that settled and then we go into a fat loss phase with all those habits built underneath, like fat loss becomes more predictable, easier almost, and the results come a lot quicker. So I think that was just really important too, just you emphasizing like, you know, you were so patient and trusted in that. And I know it was like hard some weeks, I'm sure, and some days, but it all like paid off in the end for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like that's a great analogy, because that's definitely, I feel like, how it happened. And then just like, you know, I think it's important that like all those little habits, you know, I went through a really big life change in, I guess, February now, you know, found out my boyfriend of 8-9 years kind of, there was like some infidelity there that I learned, you know, about. And I think that like, I can't imagine going through that at a different time in my life when I wasn't like, it felt like it was a terrible time and I'm like trying to focus on myself and all this stuff. But like, I had all those things to fall back on during a time where I felt very like out of control and like lost and confused. And I think like that was also a big part of why things just started to like really pick up. It's kind of like the perfect storm of like, it was a blessing in disguise, because I learned, you know, like, all right, this is me time. This is about me. Like, and like, I have all these things, and like, you were like, like, I don't know what would happen if I didn't have you there. Like, yeah, you heard everything. You were like my pseudo therapist during that time. Like, and I kind of just was like, listen, this is what's happening. I don't know how I'm going to get through this or how this is going to affect this, but, like having, you know, everything and like learning to fall back on the stuff we were working on, I think like got me through what would be an extremely hard time and like huge life change. And then to like actually have all this progress happen through that and after it was like a huge thing.
Yeah. And you're the second person in the past 24 hours to call me a therapist, call me their therapist. So that's funny, but, yeah, it's you went through this huge change, and obviously, like, I was like, whoa, like, this is, you know, really serious. Didn't necessarily know exactly how to handle it, but just wanted to give you like the space that you needed, you know, giving you the openness to share, you know, what was going on too, if that, you know, made you feel better. And you know, trying to still like nudge you to keep up with these basic habits, because, like, you know, I think a lot of people think with nutrition and doing a program like this, like it's a burden, and it's something like, oh, it's something else I have to do. And now, like, life is stressful and life is crazy. Like, now I have this on my plate too. Like, I need to, you know, take a break for a couple of weeks. And, you know, there was some a time period that you definitely, you know, took a step away, but then you kind of learn, okay, like, this necessarily like isn't a burden, like working out, walking, hitting my step goal, eating good foods. Like, it's not really a burden. If anything, it's actually helping me through this, you know, hard time and enhancing your life during this time. And I think you really took that, like, took the opportunity and leaned on those habits that make you overall feel good. And I think that's also, you know, why you saw so much progress too since then.
Yeah, I think that was like a crucial time where it could have, even just like with my eating disorder, that I could have been, you know, peak time for me to kind of fall back on that. And because I had this slowly building in the background, it really just, I don't know, kind of just like cruised through. So, yeah.
Yeah. And I guess too, like, something I want to ask as well is, and I want to make sure I word this the right way too, is, do you feel like the situation you were in prior then versus now affected, like, you know, your food choices, the way you were executing with things, or affected your results in those ways? Like, am I being specific enough? I guess, yeah. Like,
absolutely. I think that, I'm the type of person that's like, I'm in a helping field. I'm a giver. I think that I was in a place where I was focusing on school and giving so much of school, and I had a partner and I was giving to my partner that I really had nothing left for myself. And then just like, of course, whenever you have someone else in the equation, it's hard to, you know, make certain choices and make sure they're doing the same thing or that they're supporting you on that, which really wasn't an issue. But, I definitely think like when it became all me and like I didn't have to give, you know, give myself to other people, like I had much more left to take care of myself.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's something that a lot of people, like, we all can learn from, is making sure that we're setting energy and time aside for ourselves. I think it's so important, especially, like, I know you're not a mother and you don't have kids and everything, but a lot of people that I talk with are mothers, and they are always giving to, you know, their spouse or their kids and all of this stuff. And then obviously work and everything. And they don't take the time to like give enough for themselves or put themselves first. And I think this was like a situation where you kind of almost got like forced to where you didn't have to put yourself first, but it became so much easier. And then once you were able to do that, then things started to flourish. So like, if you are somebody who's like listening and you're constantly kind of falling off your diet or not hitting your goals that you have set, if you're working with a coach or not, like, not saying you have to leave your partner or anything, but like, that's kind of extreme, you know, and unless the situation calls for it, but do some reflecting and think like, am I really taking the time and energy to put towards myself that I deserve to put towards myself? Or am I just giving everything that I have to everyone else and not giving myself enough?
Yeah, exactly. And I think like, it was a decision I made to, you know, leave my partner. And I think that decision, like, I knew deep down that's what I needed to do, and, you know, for my self-worth and whatever. But I think this, having this really made that much easier to decide to choose myself and know that, like, well, it wasn't really on my behalf. Like, if I choose myself and I, you know, get to the best place I can be, you know, one day that'll affect and have a, you know, a greater outcome on the next relationship I'm in, or my friendships are going to be that much better because I'm taking care of myself. And so they'll get a better version of me. So yeah, that's kind of where I'm at now, I guess.
Yeah. And did you say that making this decision to join this program and everything, did you say that you felt like it made it easier to make that decision to move on?
From my ex-boyfriend?
Yeah. Did you say that? Okay. That's what I thought.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the type of person I am, I'm like very indecisive, back and forth, asking everyone else, like, what do you think I should do? What do you think I should do? And because I was working with you and in this program and, you know, slowly working on myself, like it was that much of an easier decision to pick what I say is picking myself in that moment by deciding to move on.
Yeah, that's what I thought you said. And I thought it was something that was like kind of, you didn't like try to hide it, but it was hidden in there a little bit. But I think it's a really important point, because when you choose to do something like this, invest in yourself, especially, you know, with it, like it's not a cheap quick fix or anything, right? Like it's a big investment and something that, you know, is sometimes scary to make, but you made that choice. Like, I'm committing to this to better myself. And by doing that, you kind of like subconsciously put in your head, hey, like I'm worth better. Like I'm worth more than what maybe I was treating myself in the past, or what I was allowing others to treat myself like in the past. And I think probably some of that was going on too. Like you were making all these changes to improve yourself. And when you do things for yourself and like put money towards bettering yourself, you start to value yourself more, and then you don't, you know, settle for situations or things that aren't serving you as much, whether that be a relationship or a job or whatever. Like, I can't tell you how many conversations I've had with clients where like they've been in this program and they've been seeing results and progress, and like it's helped them, you know, go for a promotion or, you know, leave their job and go find a better job because they weren't being treated the way they wanted to or something like that. So I thought that was like a little hidden point that I thought was really important to, you know, highlight.
I think you learn to trust yourself more and like trust that the decisions you make that are going to be hard, like are going to be worth it. That, at least for me, that's how it was. Like, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So what surprised you the most, if anything, about like this program? I know we kind of touched on some stuff, but like in summary, like what like surprised you the most, if anything?
I think what surprised me the most probably is that the biggest effect of having like a coach. Like to me, I'm like very driven person, so I'm like, I don't need someone else. Like if I want something, I'll do it. And like, I don't know, like how much really can this person truly get to know me and my lifestyle and everything to really be able to know me. And I think that was like a huge surprise to me, just like how, even just like how close I've gotten with you, and this is virtual, like I don't even live in Ohio anymore. just like how close I feel to you and how like available you are. And then just like how, like I came with weird circumstances of school, of what, you know, whatnot, and like how easily or adaptable like you were to meet me where I was at. And I remember, I think like the very first time we had a conversation, I was like, I forget how I worded it, but I was like, I can't give something, like I don't have much to give, but what I give, I can give 100%. Like I was like, I feel like I don't have much time. I have all this stuff. Like I can't give like as much as I want to, but what I can give, like I'm ready to give 100%. And I think that really like kind of just explains just kind of the journey we've had. And like even if you can't give everything perfectly how you want to, you can still give 100% of where you can, what you can give, and you'll still get results. So I think that was like a big shock to me. Definitely just like the coach aspect of it, I guess.
This was something what were you saying?
Just like how you were able to, like I was saying, like you were able to put everything together, like the nutrition side, the, the exercise side, even like just the mental side of everything, just kind of putting it all together, and like really personalizing it. Like, how personal can I think it could be? And it has been extremely personal.
Yeah. Well, I thank you for that. I love that. And I really, really pride myself on that. You know, making it personal and everything. And this was something that I wanted to ask too. So you mentioned you worked with a dietitian in the past, and obviously, you know, I'm a dietitian too. What was different about working with that dietitian versus working with me? And not to like bash talk any dietitian or anything, but just curious, like what was different?
The first thing being, a lot of it was based in like more of my eating disorder recovery. So I felt like they were just kind of coming from one side, but I think the biggest thing is that I would see them, you know, once every 2 weeks or once every month. And it would be, we'd write out a plan. Here's a piece of paper. Okay, go try to do this. See you in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks or whatever. And, like that's great and all. And, you know, maybe the plan isn't that much different from what you were giving me, but I had no way of like getting through the mud during those 3 weeks or whatever. Things come up, things change, like, and it's kind of, I'm a very black and white person. So it'd be like, oh, I didn't do well this day. Like, well, start like, you know, this doesn't count or whatever. Like, and then just be waiting, you know, a week until I'd have a next appointment to talk about it then. And then the same thing over and over again, where it's like, you know, I would have not so great day now or whatever. And I'm able to talk to you. And then it'd be like, all right, well then we'll pick up. Like, okay, it's a new day tomorrow, or the next meal is a new day or whatever. Yeah, just that like day-to-day ability to like talk and like work with whatever comes at you.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And I figured that's what you would say. It's just the level of like communication and support. That's a big issue that I see in a lot of dietitians that like work at certain companies, or you know, are maybe working a clinic or something. A lot of it is just like, hey, let's have an appointment, and you're in person. So you know, a lot of people like feel like, oh, like I want to see someone in person, you know, not online. But it's like in person, you're going to see them for 30 minutes, maybe an hour, once a month, you know, maybe. And like you said, there's not any kind of support or accountability or anything in between. And that's where things come up, and that's where you fall off. Like right after the appointment, you're probably like super motivated and everything, but then within a couple of days, like if something changes and then you feel like you messed up, then you're like, okay, how do I go from here? And I think that's what like really separates, you know, some of the more traditional like dietitians that work in that area versus like what I do and how available I try to make myself to, you know, to you guys, all of you clients, because I know that you can have the most perfect plan in the world, but if you don't have somebody by your side, like a coach or somebody to support you, or a side therapist sometimes, then you're gonna fall off, because so much of it is like regarding weight loss and nutrition and fitness is psychological. And like, it's not all just physical. It's not all, okay, where's the secret formula? It's how can I get myself to not sabotage myself and actually like follow through with the formula? And that's like, you know, the hardest part with doing it on your own.
And I think like accountability in the sense of not like, that like you're gonna reprimand me or something if I don't do it, but I'm like, I have someone on my team that's getting just as excited for me when I have progress or I'm able to see changes, that like, well, I'm doing it for myself, like first and foremost, you know, like there's also that little side of me that's like, oh, if I, you know, any little progress I make or anything I do better, like Joey's gonna be excited for me, like, you know, so like that kind of, it's like accountability of like, oh, like even like some, you know, Monday nights, it'll be like 10 o'clock and I'm getting in bed and I'll be like, shoot, I didn't fill out my form. And it's like, not like Joey's going to be disappointed in me, but like, if I do this and we do make more progress, like I'm going to feel great. And I have someone else in my corner too, who's also happy. So it's like, that's been you know, a good thing. Like, it's not like negative accountability.
Yeah. 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 I think if people have watched enough of these lives, especially with clients, they'll realize I'm not like a drill sergeant. Now obviously, you know, I'll give you areas and pointers of where we can improve like the next week and things, but, I'm not going to like yell at you or anything. It's like you said, it's not that kind of accountability, but it's totally different when like somebody else like wants you to win and wants to see you win and believes that you can win too. Like I know that you have it in you to be successful. And I've known this whole time. And, I think it makes a huge difference, especially because with this, like, you know, probably most of the people, you know, unless you know, are super close with people at the gym or have a friend group, like most of your friends and family, they're probably not on this type of journey. And sure, they probably get excited, you know, when they see you lose weight or you mention it, or they, you know, mention how much, you know, happier you look or feel, but they just like, they're not going to be excited if you tell them like, hey, I hit like 10,000 steps every single day this week. Like they're probably not going to be excited for you. Like they're not going to like, you know, say like it's a bad thing. They're not going to make you feel negative about it, but they're not going to like cheer you on and be like, yeah, like that's amazing. Like that's awesome. Whereas like me or, you know, a coach being in that realm, like, not that I like force it, but I get excited about these things because I know what those 10,000 steps are going to do for your health and stuff later on. So it's just like totally different when you have someone else in your corner that like believes in you and gets excited about the small things that you do that are good, because those small things are the things that are going to add up and, you know, cause big results to happen.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So I guess my last question then, kind of before we wrap up, is what would you say to someone else who's, you know, skeptical about signing up, who is kind of nervous, maybe nervous about, you know, the financial investment or even the time investment of it? Like, what would you say to somebody there?
I mean, simply put, like, just do it. Like it's worth, like, you owe it to yourself to at least try. I literally am someone who literally, I'm in school. Like I literally have no income. Like I, like, as far as like financially, that was like, you can't really get worse than me. I literally make no money. I'm paying to go to school. like that aspect, like money's just money. It'll make itself, you know, it'll make it up in some way. Like, I don't know, I would pay anything just to feel this happy and good. And like it doesn't even cross my mind anymore. Like it's nothing. And then as far as like, just like the time and everything, like I said, like you know, kind of what Rachel said to me, like you will get results if you put in work, and it may seem like overwhelming to think like I have to do all this stuff in order to get results, but really it's just like giving all of what you can give. And you'll see results. And just like you owe it to you know, yourself first and foremost, like I said, to like give yourself a chance to find something that works for you. And then just like everyone around you, all your family, all your friends, like they will benefit greatly by you just being like taking the time to focus on yourself. And then just as far as being like scared and vulnerable, I don't know. It's been extremely easy to talk to you. Like I never thought I would tell some guy across the country, like all this stuff about me, like not even having met him and everything, or like sharing progress pictures with him. Like I am very, you know, my history of an eating disorder, I'm like extremely self-conscious and, you know, private and a lot of that stuff. But like, I don't know. It's just, it hasn't been bad. It has been easy. And like, I don't know how to like say it besides just like you owe it to yourself to at least try and see where it takes you. And like everything that you're worried about will figure itself out when you start feeling better about yourself and just living a better life. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I love it. Just this investment, it's going to pay dividends for yourself, but also for the people around you that you care about, you know, how you show up with them. And then also, money, like you can always make the money back, but the time, like if you would have waited or you wouldn't have done this and it would have been a year or two later, you can't get those that year or two later back. Like you said you're 30, right? 30, correct? Yes. Yeah. Like you wouldn't have been able to get those memories of being happy and confident, you know, in your 30s, you know, 30 years old back again. Like that would be over with, you know.
And you stop spending the money in other places too. Like it really hasn't put me in a deficit because I'm not running around to see doctors or try all these different things. Like I'm not, you know, oh, I saw a TikTok on how to lose weight off this book. Like, let me go order this book off of Amazon. Like it really, you'll end up saving money in other places. And it's like, it's equal or puts you ahead actually. As far as like for me personally, or like the fact that I'm not like, don't like how I look in anything. So I was like constantly buying new stuff. And now I only buy new stuff because I'm like, oh, I'm in a smaller size now. But like the money thing seems overwhelming, but it's really not. And I, like I said, you'll save it in other places, all the dumb stuff you try to do to like feel better.
Right. And I've had conversations with people too, where they've done something like Weight Watchers, like on and off for like 10 years almost. And Weight Watchers it's cheap. I believe it used to be, I don't know, it could be different now, but it used to be something like $10 a month, I think.
Like 20 or 30, but
20 or 30 now.
Maybe, but I don't know.
Yeah. So let's go with 20. Like if it's $20 a month, you do that for a year, that's $240 a year. Doesn't feel like a whole lot, but if it's something that you're not going to actually see results in and actually learn how to like keep those results long-term, and you do that for, let's say over a 10-year span, you do it for half the time, like 50% of the time, 240 times 5 years is, I don't know, over $10,000, which is like you're spending on something that, you know, yeah, probably isn't going to get you the results that you want. And like
gym classes, like Orange Theory, that, and not like great things, but like I would put all my money into like these things that I would think would be an easy fix. And it's like, that's a lot of money. And like I said, it ends up I'm probably saving money now.
Yeah. Right. And if you do it, if you learn how to do it the right way, you know, that these are skills and knowledge and everything that you can take with you forever. And it's money that you're going to save by not having to do those things 10 years, 5 years down the road. And then also not even counting, like you said, the medical bills or doctor's appointments and those things that you're going to be able to avoid now. Cool. So I feel like we kind of covered everything. And I think it's been over an hour, but it was a really, really awesome conversation. I loved it. Really happy, you know, excited to have you on. Kind of before we just like wrap up, and it's okay if you don't have anything, but do you have like any like last words that you want to like say to anybody watching or listening?
Well, God, without getting like emotional, I just can't, like, it just has been like through the hardest, probably like the hardest stuff that I've had to go through in a long time. And like still choosing myself and having like Joey in my corner, and like I feel like all the odds were kind of stacked against me. And you know, down from like medically to like my past mental health history to circumstances with relationships, to just be able to like still see progress, not even just numbers on a scale or whatever, but just like in my overall well-being and happiness and quality of life, is like the best gift that you can give yourself. And yeah, I just highly, highly suggest doing it. And any doubts you have, you can figure those out later.
Yeah, no, I love it. And it's been, I've been so, so proud to watch you like grow through this process and this journey and everything, you know, both physically and mentally. And I'm very grateful to have been like a part of it, and for you to have like put your trust in me and my process, even sharing some of those things, you know, that were more personal. Like you could have been easily like closed off and not let me know what was going on, and then, you know, ghosted me or anything, but you like leaned into it, and, you know, and overall, you know, helped me be able to coach you better, because I knew what was going on And yeah, just very, very grateful to have been a part of it so far, and excited for, you know, the future, since we're still, you know, working on progress and stuff too. Cool. Well, I will, let's go ahead and wrap this up then. For anybody listening, definitely, you know, leave some comments below if you have any thoughts on, you know, Ali's story, or if you can relate or anything. Thanks so much for watching and listening, and we will see you guys in the next one.